This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamy Chhane with the news, the headlines first. Christmas festival being celebrated across the globe today. 11 parties granted symbols for National Assembly election taking place on 23rd January, and at least 8 children killed in Syria as a missile hits school. Now the news in detail. The celebration of birth of Jesus Christ, Christmas, is being celebrated across the country and the world today. Meanwhile, on the occasion, President Vidyadev Bhandari has extended best wishes to all Nepali Christian brothers and sisters at home and abroad on the occasion of Christmas Day. President Bhandari has wished good health, happiness and peace and prosperity to all the on this occasion. President Bhandari has said that festivals like Christmas have played an important role in promoting harmony and goodwill among people of various communities. Similarly, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has also congratulated all the Nepali brothers and sisters observing this festival today, stating that diverse religious and cultural festivals have helped to maintain social unity, goodwill and religious tolerance in the country. Vice President Pun has said that the festival further strengthens the Nepali people's unity and collaboration. Likewise, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has wished for happiness, prosperity and good health among all Christian Nepali sisters and brothers on the occasion of Christmas Day. Likewise, State 5 Chief Minister Shankar Pokhrel has expressed his best wishes to all brothers and sisters belonging to Christian religious community at home and abroad for their peace and good health. Meanwhile, Gandaki State Chief Minister Prithivi Subha Gurung, in his Christmas message, expressed his belief that the celebration of different festivals in Nepal would help to strengthen social unity and sense of brotherhood. The Election Commission has granted different election symbols to these political parties taking part in the upcoming National Assembly election scheduled for next month. A total of 11 political parties are contesting in the election taking place on January 23rd. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has declared 7 district judges the election officers and 2 judges as reserved election officers in view of the upper house election. The main opposition of Nepali Congress has postponed its central committee meeting for December 27. Earlier, the meeting was scheduled for December 26 and put off citing lack of consensus on issues like the department information, leadership of sister organizations and publication of name of active members. The meeting has already been postponed for numerous times. According to Nepali Congress Central Office Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Paudel, as per the revised schedule, the meeting will begin at 1 p.m. of December 27. Nepal's ambassador to Bahrain, Padma Sundas, has extended an invitation to Bahrain Minister for Industry, Commerce and Tourism, Jayed bin Rashid Al Jaini for Nepal visit. Ambassador Sundas on Tuesday extended invitation to Bahrain's minister on behalf of Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Yogesh Bhattacharya, to participate in the inaugural ceremony of Nepal Visit Year 2020 in January 1, 2020. At a meeting held at the minister's residence at Manawa, Ambassador Sundas extended invitation to the minister and also invited him to the opening ceremony of Visit Nepal Year 2020 to be held at Manama on 13 January 2020 as a chief guest. On the occasion, Minister Jain extended his gratefulness to Nepal government for inviting him to both the events and expressed his intention to visit Nepal with his family members in an opportune time, the Nepali ambassador informed. Gandaki state government and tourism entrepreneurs have stated of the internal preparations to make Visit Nepal Year 2020 a success. In order to allure both domestic and foreign tourists, a special program is to be organized in Tourism City Pokhara on January 1st. The state government has formed a 15-member subcommittee led by the Minister for Forest, Industry, Tourism and Environment, Vikas Lamsal, to officially welcome the Nepal Visit Year 2020. Minister Lamsal said preparation is underway to welcome the Visit Nepal Year at Pokhara in a grand manner so as to impart the message far and wide. The minister also noted that they have laid emphasis on wider publicity to bring Gandaki's culture, nature and adventure sports to international level and expand tourism infrastructures. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. An armed attack in northern Burkina Faso has killed 35 civilians, almost all of them women. The authorities say it is one of the deadliest assaults in nearly 5 years of violence in the West African country. The army said that 7 soldiers and 80 armed fighters were also killed in the double attack on a military base and Arvinda town in Soum province. Burkina Faso, bordering Mali and Niger, has seen a regular target of attacks which have left hundreds dead since the start of 2015 when violence began to spread across the Sahel region. The president has declared 48 hours of a national mourning. The mourning raid was carried out with dozens of fighters on motorbikes and lasted several hours before armed forces backed by the Air Force drove the fighters back, the army said. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. A fire in a poor neighborhood of the coastal Chilean city of Valparaiso destroyed dozens of houses on Tuesday, and firefighters struggled to control the blaze, authorities said. Inhabitants fled their homes in the middle of Christmas Eve festivities, some losing all their belongings and even pets, a Reuters witness said. The entire Valparaiso fire department with support from neighboring units is deployed. The fire has consumed about 50 homes, firefighters said on Twitter. Two nearby neighborhoods were being evacuated, they said. The blaze, fed by high southern hemisphere summer temperatures and strong winds, started in a forecast area and spread to the city, firefighters said. Valparaiso, known for its colorful wood frame houses, is popular among tourists in the South American country. At least 8 people, including 5 children, were killed on Tuesday as a missile hit a school in northwest Syria, sheltering displaced civilians, a monitor and opposition activist said. The strikes targeted the village of Jowas near the town of Sarabib in the southern Idlib province, the last rebel stronghold in the war-torn country. Syrian government troops also besieged a Turkish observation post in the area but have not attacked it so far, opposition activist said. Syrian forces launched a wide ground offensive last week in the northwest after weeks of bombardment that displaced tens of thousands of people in the Idlib province. Opposition activists say that more than 40 villages and hamlets are now under government control in the southern parts of Idlib. The United Nations estimates that some 60,000 people have fled from the area heading south after the bombings intensified earlier this month. Thousands more have fled further north towards the Turkish border in recent days. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Christmas festival being celebrated across the globe today. 11 parties granted symbols for National Assembly election taking place on 23rd January, and at least 8 children killed in Syria as a missile hits school. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.